It was early January of 2011 when Milwaukee Archbishop Jerome Listecki held a news conference announcing the 10-county archdiocese was filing for bankruptcy. Listecki said bankruptcy protection would be the best way to allow the church to continue to provide services to parishioners while also dealing with the many unresolved claims brought by clergy abuse victims in molestations dating back as far as the 1960s. Often during the 50 months since the declaration, the debate in the bankruptcy courtroom has been bitter, and those involved say it's the longest-running Catholic Church bankruptcy in the U.S.
Repent and believe in the gospel.
You wouldn't know the case is contentious from the way the Archbishop calmly presided over an Ash Wednesday Mass at Milwaukee Pius High School last month. Listecki also sang.
Amen, amen, amen.
In his house, about a mile west of Pius High School, Mark Salmon has also been trying to go about his usual activities.
Depending on the weapon, athletes either slash or poke to tally up points, as long as they hit the correct body part.
Salmon watches a television sportscast the same way any other lifelong sports fan might. But lately, the 61-year-old says he's been again thinking about being one of the 575 clergy abuse victims with claims in the Milwaukee bankruptcy case, stemming from Salmon being sexually assaulted by a church employee as a youth. Salmon says for a while he had to tune out of the four-year bankruptcy dispute because he says the church is playing hardball.
You know, being molested, gnarly raped, and sodomized, that was the easy part. But this last 4 years, you know, dealing with the hierarchy of the Catholic Church has been traumatic in itself.
The going may get even tougher for some of the victims at Wednesday's hearing, as the Archdiocese is pushing to have several categories of claimants removed from the bankruptcy case. Peter Isley is Midwest director of the Survivors Network of those abused by priests. Isley says what the church is attempting is wrong.
And so each one of these victims, this isn't about whether they were sexually assaulted or raped by a priest or whether it was covered up. This is about throwing their cases out because for various legal reasons or technicalities, the archdiocese is saying under bankruptcy law, we shouldn't have to provide any kind of restitution or compensation.
The Archdiocese has made a settlement offer to about 125 clergy abuse victims, but Isley says the sum being offered is way too small. He also says the amount is far less than the roughly $20 million the Archdiocese has racked up in legal bills from its lawyers. During a recent interview at Marquette University, Archbishop Listecki, who's also an attorney, defended the expenses.
The lawyers, those are my brothers in the law, so, you know, they have to do their job, and they do their job representing basically the issues, hopefully with integrity and to the best that they can. The complexities of this bankruptcy is what generates the rise and cross.
Wednesday's hearing isn't the only important step in the bankruptcy case. A federal appeals court in Chicago is scheduled to rule this year on whether a $57 million Catholic cemetery trust fund can be used to help pay the victims' claims. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.